This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. U.S. President Donald Trump further escalated tensions with Turkey Friday by announcing a sharp increase in tariffs on steel and aluminum imports. As AP's Ben Thomas reports, the president is calling for a 50% tariff on steel and 20% on aluminum.
In a tweet, President Trump says he's authorized a doubling of steel and aluminum tariffs on Turkey. He declares U.S. relations with Turkey are not good at this time. The U.S. slapped sanctions on two Turkish officials earlier this month over the detention of an American pastor being tried on espionage and terror-related charges. Turkey is vowing to retaliate without delay and warns the move will further harm relations between the two allies.
Meanwhile, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says his country will continue to grow despite what he described as an attack on the Turkish lira. Delivering a speech in the northern city of Gümüşhane on Friday, Erdogan called the economy a growing thing that had increased by 7.4% in the first quarter, that is, of 2018. He expressed optimism for the rest of the year. He said, despite all the attacks on our country conducted via the currency rate, God willing, we will continue to grow in the second quarter and end the year 2018 with a record rate. The Turkish leader also hailed economic ties with Russia, saying that up to 6 million Russian tourists are expected to visit Turkey this year. Fears about the Turkish economy drove prices lower on Wall Street, with all three major indices down Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, the S&P 500, and the NASDAQ all dropped nearly 0.75%. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. A Saudi-led Arab military coalition said Friday it would investigate an airstrike that killed at least 50 people, many of them children. Reuters reporter Matthew LaRotonda reports.
The airstrike hit a bus carrying the kids as it went through a market on Thursday. The Houthi faction, which controls the area, says an additional 11 adults were killed in the attack, bringing the total to at least 51 dead. Saudi coalition says it will investigate, which is an apparent change in tone. They originally said it was a legitimate military action against their Houthi enemies, who they alleged were using children as human shields. The UN is calling for an independent investigation, which was praised by the Houthis, although the UN's also criticized that side for indiscriminate attacks of their own. On Friday, the UN said its human rights coordinator for the war also appears to have been blocked from returning to Houthi territory without explanation.
Palestinian health officials say a paramedic was killed by Israeli fire at a Hamas-led protest along the Gaza border Friday. Gaza's health ministry said 26-year-old Abdullah al-Kutati was shot dead, while 40 others were wounded by live fire. The Israeli military had no immediate comment. The incident came as Gaza's Hamas rulers and Israel honored a ceasefire on Friday that ended 2 days of an intense flare-up of violence. Confirmation hearings for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh will start September 4th. AP correspondent, that is, Mike Gracia reports.
Over Democratic objections, Senate confirmation hearings for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh will start the first week of September. Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley says there will be up to 4 days of review. Democrats argue the process is being rushed and they've only seen cherry-picked files released by attorney Bill Burke, who's compiling and vetting documents related to Kavanaugh's work for President George W. Bush in the White House Counsel's Office and on independent counsel Kenneth Starr's investigation of President Bill Clinton. The White House wants Kavanaugh confirmed before the November elections.
Consumer prices rose in the U.S. by a modest 2.9% in July from a year ago, as inflation is gradually rising. AP's Mike Hempen has details.
The Labor Department says consumer prices climbed nearly 3% in July from a year ago, an inflation rate that suggests Americans are earning less than a year ago, despite a solid economy. The 2.9% increase matched the same pace from June, which had been the highest level in more than 6 years. The consumer price index jumped 0.2% last month, with most of the increase coming from higher housing costs. When adjusted for inflation, average weekly earnings have fallen 0.1% in the last 12 months. Mike Hemp in Washington.
For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.